change. Then I've said the weirdest things of intro for people, bro, to introduce people in this life, I swear.
Actually,
it's weird.
Who's the Joe?
What?
Who's the speech? Wow. Our brotherhood.
This is freaking...
All right, sure.
You guys went down on dirt in the toilet, see?
Mm, yeah, sure.
Yes, sir.
See, you know, if you say rubbish to this boy can...
Don't worry.
Can what?
No, you don't know this boy like I do. This one is the special human being.
All right, let's see what
happens. If you want this episode to become the most degenerate bullshit you ever had
in your life.
What the hell? Now open the gates.
Okay. In Brighton.
Wait.
What the
give me that Netflix feeling.
Netflix. All right. In brightest day, in darkest nights, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship the evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light. What? Well, I got it right.
Corny as
fuck. Nice. That was.
I mean,
that had depth.
Who came up with this shit? What the fuck is this?
I mean,
brightest day, blackest night. This feels so. Let me know if we're going to whatever that feels like. But sha. DC have been fucking up.
Well, not recently. Like, you know, the new movie is about to come out.
I mean, yeah. Flash looks like a serious promising signs and stuff like that. But,
you know,
DC always finds a way to do that one thing. That one thing that's shit. Anyway, welcome to a new episode. Today we have a guest. All I want to say about this guest
description.
The most degenerative human being known to mankind.
Wow.
that I have been with,
that has ever walked this planet
for a while. Generally, he barely watches anime, but like, I mean, do we all?
Basically.
Well, anyhow. Just a douchebag that I just decided to bring on as a guest.
Wow.
And he decided to choose the name Bubbles.
That's a very manly name.
But wow. Anyway, we'll go with it. Bubbles, you're up.
Yo. I'm not supposed to run me this thing. You guys will give the theme song or something.
What do you mean you said? I'll edit that in, don't worry. You hear yourself.
Some sauce out stuff like that.
I mean, for someone that's named Bubbles, this is exactly how you're not supposed to sound.
I can imagine some Powerpuff Girls stuff right now.
I mean,
like just that your theme song.
That's exactly what I would.
That. Well, it's a privilege to be here. Let's get this shit.
You're saying like I say we have something in plan. No, we don't. We clearly don't.
We definitely don't have anything freaking plan. And you just freaking.
Oh boy. You see, we're both going to battle or something. Let's get this shit done.
So funny how he's a day one fan, but yet he still tried to make it look like we plan shit out.
Yeah.
At this point, you should know. We don't plan.
We don't do that thing. We do not plan.
We go with the flow and stick with it.
We are fishes.
We swim in the ocean. We don't stop.
We don't stop. We go with the flow.
What is it? Now, I told you that we're about to start. Did you know?
What did you say?
About start what?
Like a YouTube channel podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like gang, God was like, we're about to just get to come get like talk
the competition then.
Exactly, competition.
Are you sure?
Whatever competition.
I doubt their competition. Actually,
who can compete with us?
I mean, we are the number one.
unless you get that shit planned, that's when things might go crazy.
No.
Anyway,
like almost like the side man. There's no competition with that.
All right, then. Whatever you say. It's...
Oh yeah, we believe you. You're threatening us by the side, saying you are about to start something, and you're like saying it's not competition.
Saying so casually.
I mean, casual threats don't work on us.
Okay.
You want us to give you threats?
Yeah, I mean.
You point the gun at you. You don't point the gun at us.
You see me threatening Netflix, and you think I'm afraid of your threats?
No.
That's not happening.
Yo, skip playing. I just fuck around and start the podcast.
Ha. Ho.
This threat is coming stronger.
this is quite strong.
Anyway, by the side. So, basically, you barely watch any anime. What anime can you say has stuck with you among the little amount you have watched?
It was insane little amount. Like, I watched like three.
What? Tell me more than, let me say 10. Have you already passed 10?
I think I would pass 10. Maybe like 11, 12.
Oh, 11, 12. You're still dancing on the line of, I barely watch anime.
That's a two-digit number. You're talking to people who have watched three-digit numbers, man. Maybe
three-digit numbers. The manga read too.
All right, okay, that.
Like the most interesting and deep-cutting anime I've seen is Hellsing.
Okay, wait. No. Let me rephrase that statement. The one you enjoy the most that I'll ask, like, tell me the one you enjoy the most. The one with the most bizarre world. Like, the world system is interesting. Like, maybe let's say it's power or something.
Yeah, the world building.
Then the one you just like for, like, you just like it. Just like that.
For both questions, my answer is Hellsing. I mean,
you say One Punch Man?
Yeah, One Punch Man.
For what, the world?
In terms of interesting, looking forward to the next episode type.
Okay, get down. That's basic. But anyhow,
that is basic.
I mean, it is.
If you say One Punch Man for the world building, I'll still understand, because even the world building One Punch Man is very in depth.
What do you mean in depth? People have powers. One guy is overpowered.
As well, he has some depth to it.
The guy has overpowered, looking for someone that he can be able to beat. That's the depth.
Precisely.
That's not a well. That's a shallow grave right there. I mean, when you talk about Hellsing, what made it particularly interesting? It's kind of like, let me give you a quick synopsis. It's kind of like vampires, people trying to hunt vampires, and vampire being stronger than everybody and killing everybody. That's it.
So far, yeah, that's basically it. You just make everything sound so basic.
I mean, what's wrong with you? What is life without making everything sound basic? A complicated mesh of bullshit. That's it. Put me on this, Joseph 2023.
No one doing that.
Let's go. All right, back to you.
Question again. After being
that reduces people's IQ. Nah, shut up.
I mean, it reduces people's IQ so that I can feel like I'm the highest in the room.
So basically, your power is to reduce people's IQ.
Stop. If you get what I said right there, I'm Travis Scott.
Sure.
Feel me?
You deserve to be in prison. You deserve to be in prison, guys. Shut up.
All right. Like, I was asking what's made Hellsing look particularly interesting to you? Was it just the brutal violence?
It was a bunch of things. In the story, then, because I was, when I watched that thing first, because I've seen the thing twice or three times. The first time I watched it, I was in this phase of my life where I was
infatuated with vampires.
I was infatuated with evil stuff, so I just fell in love with it.
Amazing. I've seen so many fetishes in my life, like, but this is quite a new one.
It takes a kick.
Nah, the story and everything, and I kind of to make the real film. What's his name again?
Alucard.
Wait,
yeah. No, that's Castlevania. That's Castlevania.
No, that's what his name is too.
Okay, yeah, that's his name. The main vampire nigga.
Yeah, with glasses.
The big guns.
It was kind of confusing because he's Alucard and Dracula at the same time. So.
Exactly, that's what confused me in the beginning. I was just like, that's quite something.
But I feel like, because he didn't explain it, I feel like he just left fans because my interpretation of the character is that he's like he intentionally tries to be the opposite of the son of a bitch he was before. So tries to be Alu, because I think it was in the end that he became Dracula and was like all the souls he took off, every the blood flooded everywhere. But I just feel like he tries to be the opposite of Alu. Alu is like the anti-hero, and Dracula is the main villain that they only.
I could say that. Well, I mean, being infatuated with evil is like some gothic fetish.
I'm just imagining eyeshadows and rings and something like that.
Nah, I was going through the dark phase. Like, for real, I'm infatuated with evil. You don't even know what happened.
Okay, I don't think I want to know, but let's keep it as that,
right? Let's just leave it to yourself.
Do whatever dark things you do to yourself with yourself, yeah.
Sure.
Alright, so that's Helsing for number one. Any other one?
One Punch Man.
Fuck One Punch Man. That's simple as fuck. That's the basic. Okay, you can explain that in very basic terms. We need something deep. Something that's a well, not a shallow grave.
It's like, not that deep enough for you.
Don't say it like that, man. What the fuck? Damn. But Solita is quite something.
Yeah, Solita. Okay. Yeah, Solita. Yeah, Solita is pretty dope.
They didn't actually adapt it well, though.
No. Yeah, the manga is very different from the anime.
Yeah, the ending, the anime is like totally different. Like, that's not how it's supposed to end.
You guys reading manga like it's a.
Like, it's liquid, bro.
You see, we drink it.
We drink, we shake it in our mouth and digest it.
Damn. But I don't know. I watched that thing, like, that was like the first anime, because anime used to have this stigma, it still does, where it's for nerds. I don't know. I am a cool kid, so
you are not. Let us state the fact here, you are not.
Deception,
disgrace.
I'm sorry, you can't relate.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? You are in our territory right now. You can't just come in the middle of this territory and state something that'll some get you killed. We will track you down. Even if you're in Canada, we will fucking find you.
We are threatening you. We are
everywhere.
Right,
we
have eyes there. I have an eye there. I know where you sleep.
But watching you right now, live feed camp.
Come on, shut up. What province are you staying?
It's not hard.
The pros, you have the upper hand. So you can't try shit to us.
We don't need to tell you where you stay. You know where you stay.
Well, for real though, Soul Eater. It's immaculate though. That's the first anime I enjoyed. Because actually, the first thing I tried watching was Naruto a long time ago. But I guess it was too much on my small mind. I didn't like it at all.
Are you serious?
No, low on IQ. He was low on IQ. Just...
I believe he was low on IQ, but how is he hard? I mean,
actually, when we started Naruto, it was
quite very young.
Yeah, we were very young then.
I mean, there was nothing better to do in the house besides beat it, but no one wanted to do that.
Yeah, well.
Do you know what happened? Like,
what?
It was a long time ago. Where used to buy CDs and stuff.
Yeah,
so my uncle was trying to surprise us, but also we're trying to watch Power Rangers in fucking English. Then this guy loaded up the DVD and I see the theme song. I'm like, okay, that's definitely not English. And they start talking and I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this guy returning to town bring Power Rangers on?
You sound like a troubled child.
Actually, very cool.
So I hated Naruto. I still can't get it today. Soul Eater is like the proper first anime I watched because of the girl, my second girlfriend.
You don't need to state that here. We don't need information.
That's part of the story. I think it was junior secondary school, so like 2014.
Dude, it's confusing, bro. Like, what?
Is it Japanese was irritating you or what?
No. I don't even know how to explain. I was not just trying to see Naruto at that point in time. You know when you're trying to see Zendaya or I don't know, then some random of those pulls up like, who the fuck are you, bro? Get out. Die.
So you rather see a Megazord than freaky, like a freaking Susanoo? Is that what you're trying to say?
It
doesn't know what we're talking about at this point.
I love for you.
You want them big mechs, don't them Megazords.
You wanted to see grown up teenagers wearing colored pattern shirts, as red, blue, yellow, green, or anything, standing in a straight ass line and fighting supposed monsters, you know, that dressed up.
I flip on every spark.
Spark when you swipe the knife or something.
No, on every contact, they just spark.
Like it's like they just have this ignition system.
Exactly. Like, just set it up on the floor then. So I was flipping
it. They wait for the explosion, then they freaking turn their back on it.
Yeah.
Like how does the freaking shockwave like, now hit them?
Why does one stray rock doesn't just propel straight to their head?
Oh, well, that actually used to look cool back there. Like, bro, fuck, man.
That's what's happening right there.
It's just not looking as freaking cool, bro.
Pretty cool.
Actually, that basically that's what. But Shasha.
Man, those days were very basic.
Basic.
Our mentality. So crude.
Now everything is all crazy, you know. They're binary fruits and such.
Never mind.
Yes.
Still your way.
But Solita was fed to Gawapari.
Fuck Solita.
Solita is shit. You shut up. Fuck you. That's what. Solita was nice. That I actually never watched the anime.
You didn't watch the anime?
I watched like 3 episodes.
I watched the freaking anime and that was awesome.
Right. I read the manga and it was better.
Yeah, I know the manga is way better. Like, I don't know why this.
But still, I have not finished the manga yet. That's the thing.
Have you watched Fire Force?
Hell no.
But you know, should I spoil it? Should I say it? It's not exactly spoiler at this
it's
point.
It's the same creator.
Like, it's the same creator, but get this. Solita World is the world after Fire Force. So if you read Fire Force and watch Fire, like, Fire Force hasn't finished in the anime, but the manga. If you read Fire Force from the beginning to the end, you end up realizing that at the ending of Fire Force, they created Solita from that world. So it was like a reset of that world, turning into Solita World.
That's a major spoiler right there.
Plot twist that you know.
Major spoilers drop just so casually.
I'm gonna check it out though.
Finally. Maybe you finally read a manga in your life.
I don't think so.
You see the annoying thing is us here, right here. We don't have access to such things. But you have good.
Let me know. Really
so much access, so much freedom, so much things.
What time you have, man?
I'm sweating the fuck out in this place, and you're here just chilling under.
Literally chilling. Literally chilling.
I mean,
let me check the weather out right now. It's -16 though. It's not as sweet as it sounds.
This guy gets minus. You get plus 26 or something.
We get 108.
Oh no, it was for shame, you boil water out here.
That's exactly what it feels.
It feels like 108, but they say it's 32 or 40 something. But we know secretly it's 108.
Yeah, I love that hot. It's like good Port Harcourt guy.
PH
of the world, so
Port Harcourt is hot, bro. How about Tokyo Ghoul though?
Yes, Tokyo Ghoul.
Ah, okay.
That was the best shit ever I watched when I was 14 or so.
I think it was like Victory that got me. I don't know whether it's Victory or Dixon that got me into Tokyo Ghoul.
I mean, I'm literally in front of you right now. Yeah, you're just saying it like I see the person somewhere else. I give you Tokyo Ghoul to watch.
Oh.
You watched it, you enjoyed it.
That shit was crazy. I love, like, at the point I even started painting my nails black because of Kaneki.
Is that cracking your nails like that, right?
Nail polish on draw because of that guy.
We shall ignore that statement.
Moving on from that.
I'm going to be that type of grown up that had nails painted.
Well, what do you say?
I'm going to be that type of grown up that had his nails painted.
I see why you're sticking with the name Bubbles.
It explains a lot right now.
So much.
Like now it has depths, you know.
You see,
it's like his backstory.
Before
guy.
It was like a shallow grave that you were like, okay, Bubbles, ah, he's just playing with us.
Surface.
He decided to just choose a name randomly because of COD, but no, it has depths.
It has depths.
The root deep connection to his feminine side.
He had that backstory, man. That backstory. Because of
actually, you know what started learning? It was like it's random, but at the same time, like back, my friend, like my senior, he used to be very big and stuff. But what do you call him?
What did you say? Did you say cupcake?
Yeah, cupcake. It was muscular and stuff. But it was like, if they ask him, nickname, he was like,
yo. I'm cupcake type thing.
Man, that sounds wrong.
That sounds that sounds like something else.
Like that, like
the plots to it. Something.
Some high school movie.
It was just like a funny joke. It was so big. Pause. It was a large guy. It was a large guy.
What do you mean, pause? Go on, show us what you're really made of. We know what you're trying to hide. Bubble, go on, please. Wow. It was very big. It was very large.
Shut up.
But then he popped your bubble, right?
He tried to claim it by making yourself bubbles.
Shut up.
That didn't work. Was cupcake and surrounded with a bubble, you know?
Oh,
engulfed by the bubble.
Oh, wow.
Bubble took over the cupcake.
You know how there are two versions of Helsing? What the fuck is that one?
I think one is Helsing Ultimate, one is just Helsing. The older one is Helsing, and the most recent one is Helsing Ultimate, yeah.
No.
You watched both, right?
Yeah, I've watched both of them.
Which one do you prefer?
I think I prefer the older one.
No, stop right there. I need to address this.
Now pause.
I mean, how will you prefer the older one? I think you're mistaking it. Okay. What do you think happened in the older one?
Shut up. I prefer the older one. Because like, I remember because I watched the new one first. Because that half vampire, half human girl, it was more explained. They explained it more in the older one.
That was all. That was just all in that old one. The old one.
There are subtle differences everywhere. Like,
Differences, but overall, what the fuck are you trying to say? The drawing in Ultimate, that's the recent one better. The old one had this.
Yes.
Shitty.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, those are the subtle differences. And so on. And in some, like, conversation, you know, some dialogue. What's this guy's name? The antagonist. Priest guy, what's his name?
I don't know, Father something, sure.
What's that guy's name again?
That guy. Just leave it as that guy.
Wow.
Like some dialogue between him and Alucard was different.
I mean, they were touching topics they weren't supposed to touch.
I mean, yeah, so from there. So I'm going to remember that guy's name now.
You are not. I'm very sure you will not remember it till the end of this freaking episode.
What? And that's like that cool thing you have to say, like the bird is his name, you always think eating the wings, all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was beautiful, man.
You see, you scare me sometimes, but yet again, I'm still your friend.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's very amazing.
I think I finished. I don't know whether they're bringing out new ones. Hunter X. Stop me from saying Hunter X Hunter, but people just say Hunter, but that's how I like saying Hunter X.
A lot of people like saying the X, some people don't like saying the X.
Hunter,
Spy X family, the Spy family. The way you're actually supposed to say is Spy, like Hunter, but you know, the X sounds cool, so yeah, just slap the X there.
Hunter Square.
Oh, yeah. Have you figured out the guy's name?
I'm still thinking.
Good luck with that. Anyway, so Helsing, Tokyo Ghoul. Let's remove One Punch Man. That doesn't fit into this mix right now. What I want to say basically, these two animes are just centered around one thing. I know,
gothic theme, bro.
No, yeah, you can say gothic theme or blood.
There's a lot of blood.
Wow,
a lot of gory.
Have you tasted blood?
How do you feel when you see black?
I mean, at this point, we need to question you.
Don't worry, use a safe place. You can tell us. You can talk to us.
But don't go too deep, you know.
Kind of freak out. Something like that. I'm excited.
What the fuck?
I like nice. Dark Greek stuff. I just like when they do a simple stab and the blood is pouring out.
What the fuck is wrong with this boy?
Have you killed someone in your
life? I mean, if he like, was, he probably would be a serial killer.
So yeah.
See, because some people have been arguing about this. Do you guys see Avatar as...
Yes, but it is not.
For me, no. Because it is not.
It can be categorized as anime, but it is not anime.
Yeah.
It's a freaking cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Straight up.
It was not originally from Japan, so it is not.
That's what anime is.
I mean, like, the culture is kind of... Some of the culture is...
Not the culture.
If the culture related to anything, it's pretty much Chinese.
Yes.
I mean, call me racist, but man, I'll say no different.
So what the fuck are you trying to say? Chinese are...
I'll call you racist.
Chinese are... You can definitely see a clear distinction between Japanese and Chinese.
Yeah. I mean, that's for us, because...
I think, okay, yeah, us, we see the difference, but people like you, you know, the cool kids and all, they don't see the difference.
And so, I don't know. I don't want to say it's all the same, but...
I knew what you were about to say, but...
Okay, but it's more confusing, like, Korean, and because I have a Korean friend, and she's basically Japanese to me.
Alright, do you think it's actually Chinese or Japanese? Anime or not? What are your own thoughts?
Anime is Japanese, strictly.
Avatar.
Oh, Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, especially Korra. Korra is cartoon, and there's nothing Japanese about Korra.
Oh, so there's a difference between Korra and Egg now. You can see the difference.
To me, they are very different shows. The name is just Avatar together.
Well, we all agree that Korra is shit, so...
Yeah, Korra is
the... You see what I'm saying right here? He believes Korra is, like, the best Avatar or something.
No, it's not the best. It's not the best. Like, see, Last Airbender is 10 out of 10, but Legend of Korra is, like, 9.
9? She fucked up a lot. I mean...
Not 9, she shit down.
I mean, it was more realistic. The animal, she's like a teenage girl, literally. She's supposed to fuck up.
Like, calm down. Eng was even a teenager, and yes, he was like at least less fuck upable.
He was frozen for like 100 years.
Doesn't mean he changed.
Yeah, that's the thousand.
100 years, like in terms of body and stuff, but he was still a child.
Basically. Yes,
I'm still
a child.
How adult? It didn't make sense how, first of all, they were playing around the world in a few days. They were making mistakes and correcting us with like within the same episode. It was good though. It was interesting, but then
it was not supposed to be
realistic. No, since it's a seinen manga, they knew it. For Korra, good. And I don't like bringing Korra into Avatar arguments. She vexed me too much. She almost fucked up the whole Avatar world, basically.
Yeah, it's nearly got her bending stolen. So.
Got her bending stolen, released spirits into the world. She man, and she feels.
Guy, I prefer. See, in terms of villains, I prefer Korra. So
they are more villain. Avatar just like one nigga.
Yeah, like,
what are you guys talking about? Look at Ozai. That guy was freaking OP.
Firebender go purr. That's what happens.
But Ozai was guy, basically. So, yeah.
Look at Azula.
That crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy, but she was a very good.
I mean, that was the beginning of toxicity to men, you know?
Yeah.
I can't compare this thing to really others.
Yeah, you can't. But Korra as an avatar itself is
okay. The villains in Korra
was questionable.
Yeah, the villains in Korra is better than the villains in Aang. Some of them. Then the avatar in Aang is better than the avatar in Korra.
Yes, you could say that.
So just switch the avatar.
What makes it good or better is like the side characters. The side characters are also good. in Last Airbender. But even Korra, though.
No. The Korra's side characters were confused as fuck. Two had a crush on her for some shit reason. One looked like he didn't have a chance at all.
Yeah.
The other had a chance but fucked it up because of another side character was with them. Now, let me break this down. Korra is basically Avatar with a love hexagon and confusing teenagers trying to save the world with menacing villains.
Bad.
What do you say?
Turns out she's bad then.
Yes. A bad Avatar. Yes, you. Sweet.
But seriously, guy, that's that.
Just make it sound so basic. I mean, everything sounds so basic.
As I say, what is the world without making things sound basic? Quote me this.
I ain't saying that. Ain't doing that.
But yeah, basically, that's that. Korra sucks.
Aang is always the goat. Sokka is the goat.
I mean, that guy was pulling chicks left and right.
This nigga pulled chicks from all the four tribes, bro. This guy, that is the chat.
This guy should be the original Thanos, for God's sake.
This guy is the Avatar. He's the real Avatar.
Oh, master of all four
elements.
Aang was bending the element. He was bending bitches. You got me? Breaking your fuck.
This guy was bending. Aang was bending elements. She was entering the elements.
With the elements. Within the elements.
God damn it. Sokka is something.
I mean, best character in Aang. Must have been.
Even to the animals, the basic animals, or let me see, creatures, they even had some characters on them as well.
As in, just look at Zuko, for God's sake. His character development itself is enough to add Korra.
Zuko's character development was beautiful.
Exactly. Like from the...
Unlike Korra's character development. Did we see character development? No.
There was none. She didn't want to change her hair, man.
She changed a little bit, yeah, but it was at the ending, and that was at the end.
How many seasons?
Four seasons.
I stopped watching at one point.
Whatever. Get dressed or something.
Well, even Aang had a change in hair. At least.
Yeah. Everybody did. I feel like it's better. Overall, last a bit.
Yes, overall.
Because it was like Zuko was like the first villain or like the main bad guy for the first season or first few episodes. Then the way he now changed to being on the run with his uncle, all that stuff, man, was just, you know, the NPCs too. The NPCs were beautiful as well. I used to like this guy. That guy that had those swords that Star liked but died.
That Lee also. Yeah, that guy.
Jet.
Yeah, Jets, yeah.
It's not Lee.
I know. A lot of names are passing through my head right now. You know, a busy man.
Busy.
So what's the let's see now? Aang has overall quality, and Korra has what? Overall.
I'm dancing.
You say quantity. What the fuck do they have in quantity there? They are shit. They are indecisiveness. Or
I don't see that. Like they are the way they adapted the world to a more civilized and industrialized civilization was cool though. I appreciate that. And it's not.
Yeah, to some extent. Some of them made sense.
Yeah.
Even new bendings in a way.
Because of that was it lava bending?
Lava, metal.
What the metal was always there.
And the metal wasn't there much in like
Toph could do the metal,
but that was like at the end.
So the thing became a major thing. Like some of, I think, police force or whatever they were adding.
Exactly. You see, things were just advancing and
basically things progressed from Airbender to are you seeing all Airbender?
Your Airbender stuff and some people are fucking fine.
Yeah.
Fuck Korra. Oh, that's all I ought to do. I'm shooting a shot at Korra. Fuck her. Alright.
Are you going to be doing nothing?
What are you about to say? What the fuck are you about to say?
Nothing, nothing. Anyway, that's that.
We have ended the Avatar debate. Period. Done. Alright. Unless you want to simp for Korra.
I mean, she's bad.
I mean, she wasn't half bad, but you know, that our friend.
Oh, that's a friend. Like the other one.
Asani?
Yes, the rich.
The black-haired one. The long black-haired one. Yeah, that one.
Look how it's white. Or is he Chinese looking?
She's bad.
She was bad.
All you need to know, she has cash. She got the booty. We're good to go. I mean, what else do you need?
Exactly. What else do you need, man?
Jeff, no. Anyway. So yeah, that's that with the Avatar debate. We have basically ended a war here. In the
I mean, nothing could be settled this peacefully on Twitter. Think about it. If someone started this on Twitter, it won't have ended this peacefully.
It won't have ended at all.
Exactly. I've ended with people just throwing racial slurs in different places and shit.
Yep. This guy. Soka could not bend WhatsApp, but he could bend something else.
Emotions. The booty.
Oh, god damn it.
You bend him.
Have you guys seen Blood of Zeus?
I don't plan to.
I've not seen it, but I saw the trailer. It was pretty good.
I've watched it actually.
Oh,
I don't like it.
You know that game?
Yes, I say I don't like it. Let's leave it as that. It was a tough time in watching Netflix anime.
Until this day, I hate Netflix. You see,
Netflix is beginning from there. That's the genesis of all this.
Man, Netflix have really scarred me. Not the worst. I guess you're not half bad.
Slightly.
Yeah. At least it's better than the new gens a little bit.
I mean, he so little. It didn't start from.
I mean, he started with Naruto but hated it.
Yeah.
That's it, basically. So yeah.
I just start with AOT, so.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't start with good
AOT or
rather basically puts you at the marginal line of okay, I'm good.
What do you new kids be watching actually apart from Otaku Planet?
Some other random shit. Anyway, that's that. Yeah, that's that. So we have to round up the episode now. So arigato for being here on the podcast. It's been fun. It's been a really fun one. I mean, we settled the Avatar argument and all. Some other stuff. Dude. This nigga is wanking or something. I mean,
I'm waiting for the host to fix.
All right, that's you. Anyway, that's the end. We'll see y'all next time. Catch us on all our platforms: Spotify, Apple, Google.
Yeah, Google. Yes.
Then IG and Twitter.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think about the episode. Be sure to do whatever you do. Whatever you do after the episode, like drop a comment or something else, like subscribe. Yeah, that's that YouTube stuff. Anyway, that's all for the episode. Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Ciao.